News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Minister for Children Roderick O'Gorman will bring the legislation to Cabinet today to allow someone to postpone the maternity leave by up to 52 weeks in the case of serious physical or mental illness. And Erica Tierney is a patient ambassador for the Irish Cancer Society Leave Our Leave campaign, and she joins us this morning. Good morning to Erica. Thank you very much for talking to us. Obviously, you've been campaigning for this idea of being able to defer maternity leave. Tell us a little bit about your own story, first of all, and then we'll get into kind of why it's important to be able to do this.
Okay. Hi, Ciara. How are you? Unfortunately, I have firsthand experience of this one. So I was diagnosed with breast cancer during my pregnancy with my little girl back in 2019. So I was diagnosed at about 30 weeks pregnant, had a mastectomy at 33 weeks pregnant, got induced early, and 3 weeks later, I started chemotherapy for 5 months, followed by a month of radiotherapy. So all of that treatment window exactly overlapped with what should have been my maternity leave.
So for the first 6 months after your little baby was born, you were in and out of hospital, hooked up to drips and all of the hard grind that goes with cancer treatment, that would have been, I suppose, dominating your every day?
Absolutely, yeah. So I had a lot of days where I literally couldn't mind her myself. So I had to,
of course,
draw on a lot of help from family and friends. So I just really didn't have what I anticipated of my maternity leave in being able to mind her and bond with her. And, you know, all of that time was broken.
And then obviously these two things coincided. So you were coming out of the treatment period and what would have been sick leave under different circumstances, but also you were coming out of the maternity leave, and then you were facing into what? Just supposed to go back to work, having never had any proper maternity leave, or you were supposed to extend sick leave just to get a break or something. Is that how it used to work?
Yeah, so it really is a huge anomaly in the legislation. So I remember when I was first diagnosed, you get assigned a social worker to help you navigate all of these lovely life admin things that come your way. And she looked into it with me and we discovered together that, oh no, you don't actually get to go on sick leave with this serious illness. You just have to take your maternity leave as normal. And so a week after I finished treatment, I got a lovely letter in the post from the Department of Social Welfare to say, okay, Erica, your maternity leave is up now. And it was just absolutely horrific to receive that.
Okay. And so you were expected at that point to just go back to normal life as if none of this had happened. So you then started campaigning to say, no, I should have been allowed to use that period in the immediate aftermath of the birth as sick leave, because it was sick leave. You were very sick. And then still have my maternity leave protected so that you at least get some time with your baby. Obviously, that was 5 years ago. It's been a while coming.
Yeah. So, you know, I brought this issue to the Irish Cancer Society in 2020. I didn't really have the strength or the energy to do anything until the end of 2020. And we did a lot of research on it together, where we discovered that we have the legal ability for a man to defer his paternity leave. And if my daughter had been sick, I would have been able to defer my maternity leave. But there was nothing in place for the woman who's actually going through this and trying to actually care for a baby. So together, and with help from pro bono barristers, we launched the campaign in earnest in June of 2022. So we had a big media release. We've had nothing but support and backing to this day. I've never met somebody who opposes what we're trying to do. But it has just been a graft to try and get to this stage
of
amending.
So if your little baby girl had been sick and was in hospital for a period, your maternity leave wouldn't necessarily have kicked in till she came home. So if she was in the special care unit for a couple of months, as happens, that would have been okay. If your partner had have wanted, well, no, I won't take my paternity leave now because it might be more useful to me at some other point. I'll take it a bit then. That's okay. But for the mum, there was nothing.
Nothing in place. And it really is, I fully believe that nobody, there's no badness in this, Ciara. The Maternity Leave Act was last reformed 20 years ago. It's sitting there since 2004. but we've modernized paternity legislation since 2017.
Okay.
But, we've raised this issue now for 2 years, so it really is time to just get it done immediately.
I'm sure it was a bit like an anomaly, I'm guessing, insofar as that thankfully this probably doesn't affect that many people. Now, that's not to say it's not important. I don't mean that at all. But that that might have been part of it, that not that many people hopefully will ever be in your position and therefore that. You must be delighted that you've campaigned Leave Our Leave and now this is happening.
So delighted. So the announcement in the Times on Monday to say that this cabinet meeting is happening today and they're going to table the legislation is a really welcome, really huge step forward. So I guess I do want to publicly thank the Minister for Equality, Roderick O'Gorman, for listening and bringing it to cabinet. But I guess you're always thinking ahead in a campaign. And now I'm thinking, OK, we're at this level. It's just a step still, a very, very welcome step. But the real impact will be when the Oireachtas actually passes the legislation.
And can I ask you lastly, Eric, how are you getting on? How are you and your little girl getting on?
Yeah, we're good. Unfortunately, I had a new cancer diagnosis in October. But as of yesterday, I've completed chemotherapy a little early. It was supposed to be September. But long story short, finally out the gap again. So back to the stage of putting myself together again.
And you campaigning still on all of this and mostly for the good of other people, because obviously your maternity leave is past tense. Thank you. Thank you for coming on and the very best of luck with all of that. I didn't realise that. So listen, our sincere thanks for you for talking to us and the best of luck with your health and all of that going forward, Erica.
So much, Ciara. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That is Erica Tierney, their patient ambassador for the Irish Cancer Society and campaigner on the Leave Our Leave campaign.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.